people turned their business profits into a lasting legacy that not only could take care of themselves, but also support their kids, their grandkids, and their grandkids' kids while doing what they love fires us up.
We only get one life, let's make it count. We recognize that with limited wealth, access to opportunities can be restricted. So we roll up our sleeves, launched a 100-year legacy movement.
This isn't about creating trust fund babies. It's about providing financial security through income-producing assets, sharing wisdoms, and instilling a mindset to empower them to navigate life's challenges and live the life they love.
Join our movement and get access to the free weekly newsletter so you can start, launch, and secure your very own 100-year legacy.
All you have to do is go to 100yearlegacy.com. Again, it's 100yearlegacy.com. $30.4 billion, that's the latest jaw-dropping real estate fund that Blackstone raised. Today, I'm going to share with you how the world's largest asset managers like Blackstone are preparing for Trump's second administration. I'll show you how to apply their strategies to succeed in this new political landscape, helping you acquire more assets, build true wealth, and create a lasting legacy. And at the end, I'll share an exclusive opportunity you won't want to miss.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy. Together, we make the Kitty Sisters.
We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
On a personal note, we built a real estate portfolio worth over $300 million in just 6 years. And we make these contents to show you the strategies that have driven our success, as well as the mistakes that didn't move the needle for our business. As operators who have syndicated multifamily real estate under both Republican and Democratic leadership, one thing is certain, it's never gonna be all gloom or pure sunshine. The truth is, as entrepreneurs, we need to stay agile and flexible. Okay, back to how Blackstone is planning to adapt to Trump's second administration to stay ahead. The first strategy is key for Blackstone to stay on trend and continue to grow its massive portfolio. If you understand this approach and apply it to your investment, you're in position to stay ahead of the game. This strategy is called private markets growth. To explain what private market is, let me tell you a quick story. So imagine a town with a big public marketplace where everyone can buy and sell goods. Vendors display their goods openly. Prices are visible to everyone and anyone can make a trade. It's like a public stock market where everything is accessible and anyone can buy and sell. Now, let's say there's a second marketplace hidden in a nearby private garden. Only a few people are invited to this garden, and here they have access to unique, higher quality items not sold publicly. Transactions are done directly between buyers and sellers, aka the farmers, often tailored to individuals' needs. This hidden garden represents the private market. With rising volatility in the public market, Blackstone sees private markets as more stable and lucrative. Their $30.4 billion real estate fund is focused on the private markets, allowing to directly manage and add value to properties in ways that public investments don't typically allow. Under CEO Steven Schwarzman's leadership, Blackstone has emphasized private markets like real estate because these assets offer greater controls and often better long-term returns. The takeaway here is that holding direct assets, which can avoid some of the volatility of public markets, can be a big advantage for investors. For us, as a private equity firm and multifamily syndicators, this means carefully selecting only the highest quality assets in prime locations to deliver strong returns for our investors. With the expected deregulation and tax breaks under Trump's second administration, Blackstone has a clear strategy. Simon says, do what the government wants you to do. And this one is absolutely what I hear many fellow investors are raving about. Trump's second administration is pushing to extend the 2017 Jobs Act and tax cut policies, similarly to the 100% bonus depreciation or expanding the opportunity zones. Here's how Blackstone is focusing on these opportunities. Number one, investing in infrastructures. Since the government is likely to prioritize infrastructure projects, Blackstone will put more money into things like roads, bridges, and utilities, which could benefit from public support. Number two, growing in real estate. Tax incentives and relaxed regulations in real estate means Blackstone can expand its holdings in commercial and residential properties, especially in areas targeted for development. Number three, boosting private credit. Financial deregulation could open doors for private credit, so Blackstone will likely increase its private credit offerings, providing loans where traditional banks might hesitate. Ultimately, it boils down to the fact that Blackstone is a master of aligning with government priorities, maximize return by focusing on areas positioned to grow under the new policies. To apply this to your life, do what Simon says and invest in what the government wants you to do. You can benefit from tax breaks and build true wealth. Now that you understand how the world's largest asset managers is building wealth for itself and its investors through strategies like private market growth and Simon says, do what the government wants you to do, you might be wondering, how can you do the same for yourself? What if you don't have billions of dollars or access to exclusive private market investments that are usually reserved for the ultra rich?
Introducing the Wealth Beyond Me community.
Why should you join? When we were in the fashion business, we started making good money. But with that success came new challenges. We wanted a peer-to-peer group who were on a similar journey, facing the same challenges like us. Though we were making great income, but it wasn't growing fast enough. So we started looking around and asking questions like, how can we make it grow faster without sacrificing more of our time? Who can we trust? How do we build wealth that lets us live the life we want without constantly worrying about losing it all? These questions led us to search for a community of like-minded investors who are facing similar challenges and looking to build lasting, secure wealth.
But we couldn't find a community that met our needs, so we created the Wealth Beyond Me community. When you join the Wealth Beyond Me community, you're not just accessing exclusive investment opportunities, you're becoming part of a community of self-made millionaires who share your commitment to growing wealth in a sound and strategic manner.
Our members have built their success through hard work and wise decisions, and they're looking to maximize their wealth by investing in tangible, stable assets. They aren't chasing risky investments with promises of oversized returns. Instead, they value patience and understand that long-term benefits of steady, reliable growth. The true strength of our community lies in the peer-to-peer networking. You'll connect with like-minded investors who share similar financial aspirations and principles. This community provides a valuable space to exchange ideas, share experiences, and potentially form new partnerships. By interacting with others who prioritize prudent investment strategies, you can enhance your own decision-making and uncover opportunities that align with your own goals. Our curated investment opportunities are carefully chosen for their quality and potential to deliver strong returns, all while minimizing risk. Because you have full control over where you invest, you're not relying on someone else to make the decision for you. You get to decide what's best for your portfolio. In addition to these opportunities, we offer ongoing learning and financial education tailored to support your wealth building journey so that you're more equipped to do your own due diligence. With access to insight and resources focused on industry trends and best practices, you're empowered to make informed choices that reflects your commitment to sound investments. Ultimately, even with great income, none of it truly matters unless you create wealth that lasts beyond you, a legacy that not only supports your current lifestyle, but also minimizes tax burdens, shields you from markets' ups and downs. Per Blackstone, there's a big shift as institutional investors are diving into private markets. And in the coming years, more individual investors will follow, seeking the kind of diversified returns and strong performance that institutions have achieved over the last decade.
And that's what the Wealth Beyond Me community aims to do for you, empowering you to invest like the ultra wealthy and create a path for financial growth and a lasting legacy without having to do it all on your own.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.